So thank you all for joining us for tonight's Alumni Chabura. And this is the third in the series, so I guess you can say, Baruch Hashem, we made it a chazaka. So we should take a bizocha to continue to share the Torah together. For tonight's Chabura, I'd like to talk about the question as to when is the best time to say Sfiras HaOmer each night. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tov Pei Tes Siv Beis, V'hamedaktikim einam sofrim matzeis ha-kolchavim v'chein roi lasos. That those who are medaktik b'mitzvahs are careful not to count Sfiras HaOmer until after tzeis ha-kolchavim. And that's the appropriate thing to do, the Shulchan Aruch says. It would seem from the Shulchan Aruch that Rov HaTzibur do not do this, that most people actually count Sfira before tzeis ha-kolchavim. They'll count after Shkiyas HaChama, even during Ben HaShemoshes. But the Shulchan Aruch is saying that those who are medaktik b'mitzvahs are careful to wait until tzeis ha-kolchavim. What's the reason? Why do most people count before tzeis and the medaktikim are careful only to count after tzeis? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Yudalit there explains that Me'ikar Adin, one is allowed to count during Ben HaShemoshes, because Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is only a mitzvah derabbanan. So therefore, since Sfeika derabbanan lekula, one can count even during a time of Safek Laila. So that is why Rov HaTzibur counts Sfiras HaOmer even during Ben HaShemoshes. They rely on the fact that Sfiras HaOmer is only a mitzvah derabbanan, Sfeika derabbanan lekula, so therefore they can even count during a time of Safek Laila. Of course, what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to is the famous Machlokes HaRishonim. You know, the Pasuk says, in Parshas Emor, Svartem lochem mimochras haShabbos miyom aviachem esomer atnufa sheva shabbosos tmimos tihiyana. The Torah links Sfiras HaOmer to two things. First of all, mochras haShabbos, that means mochras the day after Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Here, Shabbos doesn't mean Shabbos Bereishis; it refers to the first day of Pesach. So that's the first thing that Sfiras HaOmer is linked to Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach. Meaning, we start Sfiras HaOmer on Tezayin Nisan, the day after the first day of Pesach. And secondly, the Torah links the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer to the Korban HaOmer. Miyom aviachem es Omer hatnufa. So the question is, now that we don't have a Korban HaOmer, is Sfiras HaOmer still a mitzvah deraisa? Or should we say that without the Korban HaOmer, so Sfiras HaOmer nowadays could only be a mitzvah derabbanan? So at first glance, this seems to be a machlokas amoraim. The Gemara Menachas and Daf Samach Vavam and Aleph quotes Abaye, who says, mitzvah lemimne yomei, or mitzvah lemimne shvuei. Abaye says that you have to count both days and weeks. And then the Gemara says that there was a machlokas minhogim in the Amoraim. The Rabbanan Bei Rav Ashi counted yomim and shvuos. They counted both days and weeks. Ameimar counted only days and not weeks, because he said zecher lemikdashu, that Sfiras HaOmer is only zecher lemikdash. So we only count days, we don't count weeks. L'chora, what the Amoraim are disagreeing about is whether Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah deraisa bizman hazeh, or is it only a mitzvah derabbanan? Ameimar holds bizman hazeh, it's only zecher lemikdash, it's only a mitzvah derabbanan. The Rabbanan Bei Rav Ashi disagree, and they say, no, even Bizman HaZeh, Sfiras HaOmer is still a mitzvah d'araisa. And we find that this is a machlokas Rishonim had a paskin. Tosus over there in the Gemara Menachas, Tosus paskins that Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is only the Rabbana. The Rambam, by contrast, in Hilchas Tamidim and Musafim, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Dalid, the Rambam writes, mitzvah zu akol ish mi Yisrael, ubechol mokom uvechol zman. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is every time and place. So it would seem, according to the Rambam, that the mitzvah doesn't change, that even Bizman HaZeh, it's the same mitzvah that we had when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. So according to the Rambam, it would seem to be a mitzvah d'araisa Bizman HaZeh. What's the machlokas based on? L'chor, it's based on this issue, that if you say that Sfiras HaOmer is linked to the carbon, so Bizman HaZeh, we don't have a carbon, so it has to be a mitzvah d'rabbanan, that's what the Balei Tosfos would seem to hold. The Rambam seems to claim that Sfiras HaOmer is not linked to the carbon, but rather it's only linked to the Zman. It's linked to the day, to Tez Zayin B'Nisan. And since it's linked to Tez Zayin B'Nisan, even Bizman HaZeh, that we don't have the Korban HaOmer, it can still be a mitzvah d'araisa. At first glance, the Shita of the Rambam is a little difficult, though. To say that the Rambam links Sfiras HaOmer only to Tez Zayin B'Nisan, only to the day, the reality is, where does the Rambam have these halachos? The Rambam puts the halachos of Sfiras HaOmer in Hilchas Tmidim U'Musafim, in Hilchas Korbanos. So if Sfiras HaOmer is only linked to the day, why is it in Hilchas Karbonis? It would seem, according to the Rambam, there has to be some kind of a connection between Sfiras HaOmer and the Karbon. What's more, even the Rambam agrees, the Pasuk does say, Miyom Aviachem Esomer Atnufa, the Pasuk does link Sfiras HaOmer to the Karbon in some way. So how can we say that according to the Rambam, Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah d'araisa because it's only linked to the Zman, it's not linked to the Karbon. The Chora from the Rambam, from the placement of the Halach of the Rambam, And from the Pasuk, it would appear that even the Rambam has to admit that there's a connection between Sfiras Omer and the Korban. Reb Chaim Brisker, in his stencils and his Chidushim on Shas, he wants to suggest that even the Rambam admits there is a connection. There's a connection between Sfiras Omer and the Korban. But the Rambam just holds that the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is not linked to the actual bringing of the Korban, but rather to the potential to bring the Korban. The Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBechira in Perek Vav has a famous shita. He holds that the Kiddush of the Beis HaMikdash is never batel. That once they built the Beis HaMikdash and the Kiddush of the Mikdash was chal, so then even after the Churban Bayis Rishon, the Kiddush of the Mikdash was never batel. Why? Because the Kiddush of the Beis HaMikdash is a function of the Shechina, and the Shechina is never batel. So once HaKadosh Baruch was Mashri His Shechina in the Makom HaMikdash, it can never be batel. And the Rambam says, Makrivim aval pisha ein bayis, that we can bring karbonas even if there's no Beis HaMikdash. As long as there's Kedusha in that makom, then you can bring karbonas in that makom. Zokter Pchayim, if the Rambam holds that we can bring the Karbon HaOmer b'zman hazeh, even if practically we're not going to do it, but since there's Kedusha of the Mikdash b'zman hazeh in the makom of the Mikdash, and we have the potential to bring the Karbon HaOmer, so therefore the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer can be daraisa even b'zman hazeh. Even though we're not going to bring the carbon practically, but the Rambam holds, as long as it's roi to bring the carbon, as long as we have the potential to bring the carbon, that's enough to say that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer can be a mitzvah deraisa. So according to the Rambam, what would appear is that Sfiras HaOmer is actually linked to two things. It's linked to the zman of Tezayin b'Nisan, but it's also linked to the potential to bring the carbon. So since the Rambam holds that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is never batel, and it's roi to bring the Karban, even b'zman hazeh, you really have that potential. So therefore, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, even b'zman hazeh, is going to be a mitzvah deraisa. What's the Mishnah Berurah saying now? To go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that most people count Sfiras HaOmer even during Ben HaShemashos, but the Medakdekim are careful to count it only after Tzeis HaKochavim. What does the Mishnah Berurah mean? So he says that most people count during Ben HaShemashos. Why? Because they assume, like Rov Poskim, like the Balei Tosfos, like the Rosh, like most Poskim, that Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh is only a mitzvah derabbanan. And Sveika derabbanan lekula. So you can count during Ben HaShemashos. You can count even during a time of Safek Laila. That's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying. That's really what Tosfos writes. Tosfos says that since Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh is only a mitzvah derabbanan, you can count during a time of Safek Chashecha. And Tosfos adds, not only can you count during a time of Safek Laila, it's actually better to do so, he says. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Tamimos Tehiyana, that you're supposed to count Sfira in the most complete way possible. And says Tosfos, what that means is not only should you count each and every day of the 49 days, but you should count each day as early as possible. So then most of the day is going to be counted. That's quite a chiddush, right? Tosfos is saying that Tamimos not only tells me that I shouldn't skip a day, but that I should have as much of the day counted as possible. So therefore, if you count as early as you can, then most of the day is going, then the most possible part of the day is going to be counted. So claim Tosfos, if you hold Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh as a mitzvah derabbanan, Sfeika derabbanan lekula would tell me that you're allowed to count during Ben HaShemashos, during a time of Safek Laila. So the principle of Tamimos would tell me, not only am I allowed to count during a time of Ben HaShemashos, I should count during a time of Ben HaShemashos, because I can fulfill a mitzvah derabbanan during this time of Safek Laila, and by doing so, by counting at that time, I'll be able to fulfill Tamimos in the best possible way. Okay, that's the minig of Rov Hatzibur. What do the Medakdekim hold? Why do they claim that you should wait until Tzeis HaKochavim? So at first glance, you'd think that the Medakdekim are just choshesh for the Rambam. They assume, like the Rambam, or they're concerned to try to be yotzei, like the Rambam Shita, that Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is a mitzvah daraisa. So therefore they claim that you can't be yotzei during a time of Safek Laila. Sveika daraisa l'chumra would tell me that if you count during Ben HaShemashos, you don't know whether you fulfilled the mitzvah daraisa, and you'd have to count again. So that's why those who are medakdek b'mitzvahs are careful to count only after Tzeis HaKochavim, when it's a time of Vadei Laila, and then you'll be sure that you were actually yotzei the mitzvah. This, in fact, is what the Shaar HaTzion writes. The Shaar HaTzion there in Sivkot and Chav says that the medakdekim are choshesh for the shita of the Rambam, that Sfiras HaOmer is darais, and that's why they wait until Tzeis HaKochavim. But the Mishnah Berurah himself in the Pnim, not in the Shaar HaTzion, he suggests a different reason for the medakdekim. He says maybe even the medakdekim agree that Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is only a mitzvah derabbanan. But they claim that it's not appropriate for a person to put himself into a situation where he's going to rely on Sveika Drabanan Lakula Lechatchila. You know, Sveika Drabanan Lakula is a Hachra Lakula, and these individuals, those who are medaklik b'mitzvahs, they hold Lechatchila, one shouldn't rely on Sveika Drabanan Lakula. One should try to be Yotzei a mitzvah in a way that he'll be Yotzei Bevada. This idea of the Mishnah Bura finds its source in the Ran at the end of Psochem. The Ran, on these halachas, talking about counting Sfiras HaOmer Ben Hashmoshes, the Ran says that it's inappropriate to do so. Why? So you'd imagine the Ran would say, well, we have to be choshesh for the Rambam. If Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah daraisa, so you can't count during Ben Hashmoshes, Sveika daraisa l'chomer, should tell me you should count during Vadei Laila. But that's not what the Ran says. The Ran says, l'chatchila, one shouldn't put himself into a situation that he'll be relying on the rule of Sveika d'Rabbanan l'kula. So therefore, it's appropriate to wait until Tzeisak Ochavim. What's the Ran saying? L'chara, what the Ran is saying is that Sveika d'Rabbanan l'kula is a principle that applies b'di'evit. Now, let's say, for example, a person has a suffix whether he davened Mariv. So we know Mariv is only a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. Even if you hold like the Rambam that tefillah is d'araisa, all that means is once a day, every day, is a mitzvah daraisa. But the fact that we daven three tefillos a day, even the Rambam admits, that's only the Rabbanan. So if someone daven shachras, he was mekayim, is mitzvah daraisa, the daven marav is a mitzvah Rabbanan. So let's say a person doesn't know, he forgot that he daven marav, did he not daven marav? So the Gemara in Brochas and Av Chafalev says that Sofik is palel, Sofik lo his palel, is potter, he's not chozim mispal, he doesn't daven again. Why? Sveika d'Rabbanan l'kula, and tefillah is only d'Rabbanan, so therefore he doesn't have to daven again. So that's the normal case. Sveika d'Rabbanan l'kula is b'di'evid. I don't know if I was yotzei or not, so then I don't have to do it again. I can assume that I was yotzei properly, and that's enough. That's fine. But in this situation, I have a cheskas chiv. I'm chayiv in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And now I'm trying to figure out, when should I do the mitzvah? Should I do the mitzvah during Ben Hashmoshes at a time that I don't know if I'm going to be Yotzei? Or should I do it during a time of Vadei Laila? So comes the Ran and says, why should I put myself into that situation that now I'll say, well, I counted Ben Hashmoshes. It's a suffix if I was Yotzei. Sveika d'Rabbanan l'kula tells me that I don't have to do it again. So then I'm going to be potter from doing it again. But I don't know if I was Yotzei at all. So why should I put myself into that situation? If I have a cheskas chiyuv, I know that I'm obligated in the mitzvah. So why should I rely on Sveika d'Rabbanan l'kula to tell me that now that I've done the mitzvah in a time of suffix, I don't have to do it again? Let me do it l'chatchila at a time that I know that I'll be yotzei bevadai. Why should I put myself into this situation that now I'm going to rely on the hachra l'kula that since I counted b'makom suffix, I'm not going to have to do it again? L'chor, that's what the Ran is assuming. And Tosfos, for some reason, is disagreeing. Tosfos says, no, Sveika d'Rabbanan l'kula tells me that I can even put myself into such a situation. It's a tremendous chiddush. I can put myself into a situation that I'm going to be mekayim a mitzvah in such a way that it's a suffix if I was yotzei the mitzvah b'chlal. This is one nafkemina to the shaila as to whether Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah d'araisa, even b'zman hazeh, or is it only a mitzvah d'Rabbanan? Can you count during Ben Hashmoshes? Is there any permissibility to do that? If you hold that it's daraisa, then there's no question. There's no question that even begins. Of course, you should only count during a time of Vadai Laila. But if you hold that it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, so then there's room for debate. There are those who'd be machmer even in such a case. The Ran would say even if it's d'rabbanan, one still shouldn't count during Ben Hashmoshes. But it would seem from the Mishnah Bura that Rovat Sibur is Mekel. Rovat Sibur assumes that if you hold Sfiras HaOmer, it's only d'Rabbanan b'zman hazeh, so then you can count Sfiras HaOmer during Ben Hashmoshes. I'd just like to share with you one other nafkamina to this shaila, as to whether you pass in Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh as a mitzvah d'araisa, or is it only a mitzvah d'Rabbanan? And that is, let's say a person started eating. Let's say he started eating after the Zman of Sfira began, and now he realizes that he didn't count Sfira, and it's the Zman of Sfira. Does he have to stop eating in the middle of his meal and count Sfira? He has to stand up, make the bracha, count Sfira, and then he can continue eating? Or do we say that he doesn't have to stop in the middle of the meal? So the rule normally is, when it comes to a mitzvah d'araisa, a person has to stop, as long as he was maschil be'isser, then he does have to stop in the middle of the meal. If he began before the Zman of the Chiyah, before the Zman of the mitzvah, then he doesn't have to stop in the middle. But if he already started to eat, right? If the Zman of the mitzvah came and then he started to eat, so then if it's a mitzvah d'araisa, he has to be posik, he has to be mafsik and do the mitzvah, and then he can go back to eating. That's true about mitzvahs d'oraisa. But about mitzvahs d'rabbanan, as long as there's shohus, as long as there's time to do the mitzvah, even if he started eating, he was maschil be'isr, he started eating after the zman of the mitzvah began, he doesn't have to stop eating. He can finish the meal, and then he'll do the mitzvah. There's still time to fulfill the mitzvah, so he can finish the meal, and then he'll do the mitzvah. What's the din when it comes to sfira? Let's say you started the meal, and then you realize the zman for sfira sa'omer came, ben ashmoshes came, or let's say even tzeisa kolchavim came. Let's say you started the meal after tzeisa kolchavim, but you didn't count sfira. You didn't count sfira. Let's say you daven ma'ariv early, and you're going to count sfira later, and you didn't count sfira, and you started to eat after tzeisa kolchavim, let's say, and you realize that you have to count sfira, so should you stop the meal? So the Rambam writes in Siman Tov Pei Tes Siv Dalet that when the zman of sfira comes, right, it's also to start eating, and if you started eating, even if hischalecho, you have to be posik v'sofa, you have to stop, and you have to count sfira. So why is the Rambam machmir? L'chora, that's a rule only for mitzvahs d'oraisa. Why does the Rambam say that if hischil be'isser, if you started eating be'isser, if you started the suda be'isser, you have to stop in order to count sfira? So the Mishnah Berurah says at first glance, the Rambam is being machmir for the Rambam. He's being machmir that sfira sa'omer b'zman hazeh is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And therefore he says that if maschil be'isser, then he has to stop, count sfira, do the mitzvah, and then he can go back to eating. That's what the Mishnah Berurah wanted to suggest initially. But then he adds that maybe the Rambam is not being machmir that sfira sa'omer is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Maybe the Rambam just holds that since sfira sa'omer is a davar she'ein bo torach, it's not such a tircha. It doesn't take so much time. I mean, what's the big deal? You can stand up in the middle of the meal. The whole thing takes 15 seconds, 20 seconds. You can say the bracha, you can count sfira, and then go back to eating. So since it's not such a tircha, maybe if you hold sfira sa'omer is only the rabbanon bizman hazeh, you still should stop. You still should be posek in the middle of the meal if he was maschil be'issa. What's the Mishnah Berurah referring to? So he's invoking a comment of the Ran in Psochim. The Gemara in Psochim and Daf Kuf Ches discusses which of the Dalet Kosos is one supposed to be Mesif for. We know that we have to recline during the eating of the Leil HaSeder for the Matzah, for the Dalet Kosos. So the question the Gemara raises is which of the Dalet Kosos do we have to do Haseba for? Apparently the Kabbalah was you really only have to do Haseba for two of the Dalet Kosos. So do you have to be Mesif for the first two or do you have to be Mesif for the last two? And the Gemara gives different reasons why you should have to do Haseba for the first two or for the last two. So comes the Gemara and concludes at the end, Hashtad Itmar Hachi v'Itmar Hachi, Idi v'Idi Bo'u Haseba. Now that we have some who say you should do Haseba for the first two and some that say some reasons to do Haseba for the last, so you should do Haseba for all four. And that's what we do. We do Haseba for all four of the Dalet Kosos. So Frekter Ran, Lechora, Ipcha Mistabra, since Haseba is only a mitzvah d'Rabbanan and Tzveka d'Rabbanan Lekula, so Hashtad Itmar Kachi, V'Itmar Hachi, some say you should do Haseba for the first two, some say you should do Haseba for the last two, so it's a suffix. So Tzveka d'Rabbanan Lekula should tell me that I'm potter b'makom suffix, so I shouldn't have to do Haseba for any of the Dalet Kosos. Ipcha Mistabra, the exact opposite of what the Gemara concludes. So says the Ran, two terutzim. First of all, he says, it's lav milsa de tircha hi. It's no tircha to drink the Dalet Kosos beheseba. In fact, a lot of people enjoy it. You lean back, you enjoy sitting back. It's not a tircha, so therefore it's appropriate to do it. It's appropriate to be machmir. L'ravcha avdinon, we do heseba for all of the Dalet Kosos. And secondly, the Ran suggests that here it's different. Here, if you're going to rely on Sveika de Rabbanan Lekula to tell me that you don't have to do heseba at all, so then you'll be oker the mitzvah of Haseba from Dalet Kosos completely? You're not going to do Haseba b'chlal? So we can't do that. Sveka de Rabbanan Lekula tells me that you can be makel by a mitzvah de Rabbanan b'makom Savik, but you can't be makel so far that you'll be oker the mitzvah completely. So that's why, since there's a Savik, if you're chayav and Haseba for the first two of the Dalet Kosos, or for the last two, the Gemara concludes that you have to do Haseba for all four of the Dalet Kosos. L'chora, the comment of the Mishnah Berurah over here is going with the first pshat of the Ran. That just like when it comes to Sveka d'Rabbanan Lekula, Chazal are not willing to be Mekel for a mitzvah d'Rabbanan that has no tircha. So too, regarding the halacha of Hischil be'isser, that if someone started eating be'isser, he doesn't have to be mafsik for a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. That's only true by a mitzvah d'Rabbanan that does have a tircha involved. But if there's no tircha involved, why should a person be Mekel? Just like by Sveka d'Rabbanan Lekula, we shouldn't rely on a hachra l'kula, if there's no tirch involved, we should be machmir to do the mitzvah even b'makom safek, even to do a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So too over here, just because a person is doing only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, that's not a reason to say that his chul be'issa shouldn't have to stop. When it comes to a mitzvah d'rabbanan that doesn't have any tircha, hitaka should stop. He should stop having his meal, and he should stand up and count spheres, since it doesn't take so much time, it's not such a big tircha. So he should stop the meal, even though it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Since he was hischel be'isser, he should stop the meal and he should do the mitzvah, and then he can continue the rest of his eating.